Could you tell me about your background, how you got interested in film?
Sure. I was a history major in college. I was actually a Islamic history major in college.
Right.
And I used to work in business after college, and then I was bored of business and I was interested in film, and so I decided to quit my job and go to film school. That's my background. I went to film school at Columbia. I got my master's degree at Columbia University in film, and you know, just working with other filmmakers, my classmates, learn how to make films, and you know, just learn how to work with people. And I think the best thing about film is collaboration. So then, you know, throughout my youth, I would go to Iran during the summers, and decided, you know, there was so much I thought that it was great about Iran that was not being seen in the U.S. I think U.S. always sees a very limited view of Iran.
Right.
You know, black and white, often with like
orientalistic
Iranian,
view.
Orientalistic view, only veil, either women in veils or like men terrorists or some religious fanatics.
Right.
And so I wanted to show something more about real life in Iran, and because I think, you know, Iran is an amazing country, and I think, you know, whenever I go, people have an amazing time, they always have fun, and Iranians are people just like any place else, and I think it's one of the best places in the world, and I just wanted to show that in the film. And so when I went to Iran, we started making a film. And I think I had this in my Christmas, but what actually happened was my mom was in a really terrible car accident.
Oh,
and so she almost died, actually. And so I left the film and left everything aside, and I just took care of her for a year.
Oh, in Iran?
A couple months in Iran, and then in the U.S. afterwards. She was in a car accident, and so...
I saw your movie, it reminded me of The Glass House a little bit, because that was a documentary.
Uh-huh.
It did show taboo subjects, like, you know, abuse, sexual abuse, and women without veil.
Yeah.
Your movie, I was a little bit confused, kind of drifted off.
Okay.
Somewhere along, you know, the half of the movie. Did you try to do many things in this movie?
Sure, you know, I mean, we're getting different reactions. Some people, I think for the most part we've been getting good reactions, but, you know, we wanted to show as different viewpoints, you know, and I think kind of the things that we've seen from Iran have been very kind of repetitive, and so we wanted to show...
There was violence in it, in the stabbing scene also.
Yeah, so I mean, we just wanted to show different stories, basically they're all stories of people that I've either personally experienced or my friends have personally experienced. So, I mean, our problem was that we just wanted... There was so much to say that it was hard to...
One time you wanted to say a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
and there was a religion in it. I was surprised about the trip to Karbala and the mention of Imam Hussein.
And I think people always have such a... In the U.S. have such a negative view of Islamic religion. And I wanted to show that you have religions like my aunt. She goes to Karbala. She's the most beautiful lady, and that's a meaning experience for her, and it's very moving. And for some reason, when a person in the U.S. has a religious experience, it's okay, but if someone in Iran has a religious experience, they're afraid of it. And I wanted to show that religious people in Iran are like religious people anywhere, and you should respect them, and this brings meaning to their
life. In the press notes, you said you wanted to show the religious classes in Iran.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, there's like, you know, there's so many different types of people in Iran. There's people who are not that religious, there's people who are religious. And the thing is, I think we just have to give voice to all these different people and they can have a conversation. And I never ever think, my parents are very religious, and I never ever think that, I always respect that very much. And I, you know, I believe strongly in God, and so I think that's something to be celebrated. And in the film, the religious characters actually, they're all very positive. I think the master's mother is a great woman, you know, and she's sacrificed so much for her daughter.
Right. Well, I mean, you could have just focused on relationships for the audience. I mean, they have attention span is usually short.
And you'd be surprised.
So many characters in the movie.
You'd be surprised. You know, people, if you make them pay attention, they will. And so
talk about another movie, Ghubadi's, Nobody Knows About Tajikistan.
I haven't seen that one yet.
It focused on the music, but it focused only on you got a partial picture.
Yeah.
Your movie also, you know, you focused on some subjects, but very subtly. I mean, you didn't really go inside fully.
Yeah, yeah.
Because of the political climate or whatever.
Yeah.
Is it better not to show something versus, you know, just touching on it subtly?
Well, I mean, you know, you're always walking a fine line, you know, when you're making a film. You want to talk about something, but you never ever want to go and seem like you're lecturing. Because I think the most important thing in a film is that you're letting people experience something. So, you know, when you're successful, and I don't know if I was successful or not, but when you're successful, you're inviting them to experience something. When you're not successful, it's just boring, or they feel like they're being preached to. So the thing I wanted to make sure is that I never wanted the audience to feel that I was lecturing to them. I wanted them just to experience all these different parts of Iranian society. And for me, it's a celebration of the fullness of Iranian society.
Okay, so what was basically your number one agenda for this movie? You said the xenophonic, orientalistic, yeah. Wrong.
My number one agenda is just to show the way young people live in Iran, mm-hmm. and celebrate that. I mean, especially in this country, there's so many people who have come 30 years ago, and their image of Iran is stuck 30 years ago.
Yeah, like me, I came here 32 years ago.
Yeah, yeah, and so the image of Iran is stuck 30 years.
Has changed.
Iran has changed. Iran is, you know, right. That Iran is gone, you know, and there's another Iran, and it's always changing.
That's
know?
Why we want to come to your movies and discover yeah. Iran
yeah.
from a point of view of a
you know, most
fiction filmmaker.
Yeah.
I go back to that movie Glass House,
yeah.
was helped by Americans, the editors and the people who did the music,
yeah.
Was from the States. It was yeah. a collaboration of Iran, U.S. And it did show a lot.
I mean, this film, like, you know, I wrote it with my wife, and my wife went to film school in Iran. And I grew up here, but I spent 3 years in Iran, and all the actors and DP, they're all film, you know, people in film in Iran. And so I really felt like it's, you know, we incorporated a lot of different people's stories that we saw and we heard. So we just wanted to have something very authentic, you know, so when someone, you know, we would go to movies in Iran and we just wouldn't see stories about us. And we just wanted to show something that was, you know, truthful to our lives. And that's
all.
Well,
this is your debut as a director.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, it was a good try. congratulations. I know yeah. filmmaking is very hard. I mean,
yeah.
easy to sit down and criticize. I don't like this, like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And you had to work. I mean, it's for you went back twice, and there was a threat of arrest while you were making the film, right? Did you have?
No, I mean,
something risky making films.
It is risky, but at the same time, you know, I think doing anything artistic is risky.
Okay.
You know.
Any kind of art. So, what's in the future for you?
I'm going to be making a film about the financial crisis, and I think it's something that basically has affected everyone's lives, but no one really understands what happened. And so I'm writing a script about that, and then...
Not about Iran anymore, not Iran or the Middle East.
No, I think maybe about Iranians, maybe in America.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, it was very hard to make this film, so I want to take a breather. But I think my wife definitely wants to make a film about Iranians in America, and just the, you know, I mean, that's the interesting thing about Iranians in Iran, and anywhere, there's always negotiations of different cultures, you know? And so, like, in Iran, you have, like, traditional culture and like, Western culture and art, you know, art culture and all the different cultures mixing. And so, for my wife, she's very interested in how Iranian culture mixes with Western culture in the U.S. My film is going to be more kind of like, the film I just did is like a look at Iranian society, and so the film I'm doing now is going to be looking at American society, okay. and hopefully in the same sort
Thank
of way.
Thank you so much. Nice meeting
Thank you.
Good luck to you.